Every comic you've ever seen. So if my wife can't cook, she makes jello and burns it. Ah, ha, ha, ha. You've heard them all. But I don't think anybody's ever said, have you ever thought about the husband? Because the husband is not necessarily the greatest thing walking. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll tell you what happened and why it happened. I have two daughters now. Okay. I come from all boys, and we did our amount of dirt and damage. I was one of the toughest cats on the block when it came to just giving a whole deal to the woman, lying and cheating and everything. I'm telling you, one of the toughest, Jack. And now I have two daughters. You understand what I mean? So the hunter has now become the hunted. And they got to get past me to get to my daughters. And there ain't nothing worse about trying to get to somebody's daughters than when their old man was a hip old swinger. Because he knows all of the sly answers. And any guy trying to do something with my daughters is going to be in trouble. Trouble in River City. And I look at them and I just feel, gee whiz, soon they're going to be hitting on them. And I'm beginning to hate men. Because I know men. They're basically filthy and nasty and dirty. I know that. See, I used to be a man before I got married. So that's the other reason why, you see. Because my little daughters, little pure things running around, don't know anything yet. Of course, I don't know. Really, they're 5 and 4. You can't tell. You think I'm kidding? Now, wait a minute. Let's just take it. I know many of you are parents. Okay, so let's go back to when you were growing up. And when you were small and you sit down and you play with your brother or your sister or somebody. Now, you know that there were certain things that you say that your parents had never heard before. And you say, you look like a rhinoceros face. Yeah, you look like a so forth and so on. Yeah, well, you smell like a piece of doo-doo. Now, where did you get the word doo-doo from? You didn't get it from your mother or your father. And one of the weird things, when you're a child and you say something like doo-doo, then that shakes your parents up. Yeah, my mother got so shook the first time I forgot she was in the room. And I said to Russell, you look like a piece of doo-doo. And my mother said, where did you get that from? And it shook me. And I said, I ain't gonna never say that to my kids. Shucks, where do you get it from? You get it from people that you walk around talking to. Don't be so dumb, Mom. So I said, when I get to be a parent, and I am super hip as a parent, Mr. Cool as a parent, I said, I will never, ever say to my children, where did you get that from? Because it just ain't hip. You know where they got it. So I'm sitting around the dinner table. Eric and Aaron having dinner, and I'm not looking at them because I can't stand it. I mean, what they do to food is just out. I want to finish my meal. That's all I got to say. I want to finish my meal, and if I look at them, I'll never finish it. And they were talking to each other. You, laughing and singing. We both got it. We both got it. You know how they sit at the table and they start singing and chanting. We both got it. And they get louder. And I say, will you please be quiet? This is the dinner table, not the gymnasium. Your parents always have some kind of description for something, what it is and what it is. So Aaron started talking to Eric. Eric, you guys are so boom, so boom. And then little four-year-old pulled up her dress at the table and said out loud, see my titties? And I swear to God, I tried to stop it from coming out of my mouth. I knew I was wrong. I knew the pledge I had made to myself. But I said, where did you get that from? You don't even have titties now. I want to know where you got it from. Think about that. Mr. Cool blown right out of the saddle.
See my titties.
And I was even worse than my mother. Next morning, I went to school.
I want to see the principal. What about, sir, about titties? I beg your pardon, yes, titties. My four-year-old came home and showed me her titties and said that's what they were.
I mean, where did they get it from? Because I've forgotten where I heard my dirt. You forget when you become a parent. Only thing I can figure is that in each school there's a 9,000-year-old man who looks like a kid. And he calls a meeting with him and says, okay, all children, today's word for the boys is doo-doo and for the little girls, titties. Now go home and shake your parents up.
I think that's why we become parents, so we can get paid back for the things we did.
Terrible. And they get me into trouble, too, both my daughters. They got this thing at school now where they tell you, if you're smoking cigarettes, you're going to die of cancer. So little kids just run around. Anybody they see smoking, you're going to die. You're going to die. They don't care who you are, either. They got me into trouble. They were riding in my car, and I pulled up to the light, and the guy pulled up beside me, and he's smoking a cigarette. They rolled the window down. You're going to die. You're going to die. And the guy turned around and said, oh, my God, Panthers. Spent the whole night in jail.